And joining us right now is director Greg Yatanis, and he's got the new Children of Dune coming on the Sci-Fi Network. That's a pretty intense piece that you guys directed. It's amazing what's going on there. I you know, the photography and all the people that are involved, it's a huge production.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was huge. It was a great time. It was totally something beyond anything I'd tackled before. So it was a real blast. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Glad you saw it.
It was amazing. There was a lot to it.
it's a complicated story, but it challenges the viewer. But you know, the kind of core relationships are stuff that everybody can relate to and identify with and understand. So that
that's a 6-hour, 3-night thing that starts Sunday night on the Sci-Fi Channel. And you got to work with the lovely Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, I did. That was pretty exciting. Coming from, I grew up in Wellesley, and just coming from, back home and working with, Academy Award-winning actors like Susan was a real kick. I definitely stepped out a couple of times during shooting and just sort of looked at the set and saw Susan behind the camera and the whole production and just kind of couldn't believe it sometimes.
Well, I'm amazed by the whole story. I mean, you just mentioned you're from Wellesley, Massachusetts. You're a Boston guy. 23 years old, you were directing Hard Justice, which became a big independent hit. In fact, it was promoted nationally, internationally by New Line Cinema, which is a major company.
Yeah.
And tell me about what happened. What in between coming from Wellesley and moving out, I assume you went to California.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I came out from, I finished high school, and I came out to go to USC. That's what brought me to California, and I was pretty fortunate as I got out of school. I did a short film, which got some attention, and that led to working with Diane Keaton. She'd seen my short just totally by chance. Somebody had passed it on to her and told her she should take a look at it, and I got a job working for her doing the shots and the blocking on Unstrung Heroes back right when I got out of school. Right out of film school, and as that was happening, I landed my first film, which was Hard Justice, which was a $1 million karate movie in prison. So we all got one of those in us.
That was actually a high-grossing film, right?
It did great. It did really well. It cost nothing to make for the company, and it turned out to be a big success for them. I think part of the fact was that when I was cutting my short film in film school, I was doing it on one of the studio lots, and John Woo was cutting Hard Target next door, and I had a steady diet of John Woo's Hong Kong movies, and I definitely had that as inspiration going into this Hard Justice. So in some sense, it was one of the early knockoff John Woo movies.
And when a movie like Hard Justice gets made for nothing and makes some money, everybody wants a piece of the guy who directed it. So Warner Brothers right away signed you, right?
Yeah, I got, they had seen a trailer for Hard Justice. They actually hadn't seen the whole thing, and they had heard about how it had done, and Steven Seagal had seen that, as well as the studio. And they also saw my short film, Rorschach, and that, which was all raised, I'd raised money in the Boston area from individuals to put that movie together. So that they saw that. It led to signing with Warner Brothers on a project, which ultimately never got made, but it was a great kind of start out of the gate.
Now, here's a good question for you. What will happen first? You will win an Emmy or an Oscar, or the Red Sox will win the World Series?
I got totally gypped on the whole Sox season last year because I was in Prague shooting Dune, so I missed that. Actually, I was doing CNN yesterday, and they were talking about how now they're going to webcast the spring break game between the Sox and the Yankees. So I was very excited to hear that. So it means anywhere in the world now I can watch the game. So I'm very happy. It's our year. So I think the Sox are going to go all the way.
So you're a naive young man still, huh?
I say that every year. But it's our year. So I'm feeling good about that.
Now, what was it like working with Steven Seagal?
We met a few times on the project, and he was very nice. I mean, this was years ago. This was, must be going on 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was terrific. He was really supportive of me at an early age, and I really respected that. we've never had a chance to work together, although we've stayed in touch over the years.
Now, you actually, didn't you do Double Tap, which had had the Locklear in it?
Yeah, I directed Joel Silver, who produced The Matrix and the Lethal Weapon series, and had seen, again, saw Hard Justice, saw the trailer for Hard Justice, and signed me on board to do Double Tap, which was the first film for a small company he was starting with Richard Donner. And it was, you know, that was a great experience. It was a total guerrilla shoot, but in 20 days we turned around a kind of an artistic little action movie that still runs on Cinemax and HBO every few weeks. So it remains sort of a cable cult favorite, which is pretty nice.
Mm. So. And then, of course, Jerry Bruckheimer talked to you and got you involved in some stuff.
Yeah, Jerry Bruckheimer gave me my first break in television. You know, before CSI was a huge hit, he had done a small TV show called Soldier of Fortune, and I directed my first episodic work was for Jerry Bruckheimer. And it was nice to go back and work with him again on CSI Miami and to do that recently. So that was, it was great. I've really been fortunate. I worked with Sam Raimi, you know, who did Spider-Man, produced the Cleopatra pilot that I did, the science fiction series years ago. So I've had an opportunity to work with some great producers and still kind of be under the radar and just go about my business. So it's been quite a great opportunity for me. It's been like a dream to watch films of people that I grew up with, and to be working for them is really cool.
And one of the things you directed was pretty much... some of the critics really liked it. I don't know how it did in terms of people watching it, but the Showtime series Going to California had great cast in it, and that was also created by a fellow Bostonian, right?
Yeah, Scott Rosenberg created that, and it was funny because, you know, Scott and we had had the strange luck that I've met on every one of Scott's projects, yet never, you know, landed the gig. You know, for whatever reason, I get a Scott Rosenberg script. My first script I ever got was Disturbing Behavior when I was first starting to take meetings right after film school. And so Scott and I, you know, they both had mutual friends and had been introduced really early on in our careers and had stayed in touch and kept crossing paths. And then Going to California came up, and it was sort of the opportunity that we've been looking for. And because I did so many episodes, you know, I had directed more of Scott's writing than had I done, you know, any one of his movies. It was great. He and I had a great time, and we had a lot to...
I love the cast of that. You had Vince Vaughn and Jamie Presley and Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, they were great. It was great because, you know, a lot of people knew Scott and also loved his writing, and it was great just to kind of come in for these one episodes and hit these home runs with these guest stars. So, again, another, like, great opportunity where, you know, sort of following the path in television had led me to work with some great talent. Vince was great. You know, Jamie was terrific, and Jerry O'Connell was about the nicest guy in show business I'd ever met. So that was pretty terrific.
That's interesting. I'm a big 90210 fan, and Thiessen from that show went on to do a show called Fastlane, and I understand you directed some of the episodes of that show on Fox.
Yeah, I did. I brought Jamie back. It was the Kiss You Don't Want to Miss episode. It was the lesbian.
Oh yeah, you directed that one, huh?
Yes, I did.
How many takes did you have on that one? A lot of takes, huh? A lot of takes. Do it again.
It was funny because it was the first kiss we had to do was in a hot tub, and it was, you know, despite people think LA does get cold because it's a desert, and it was starting to cool off at the end of the day, and the pool, we couldn't heat the jacuzzi, so they had to sit there and be sexy and make it look like it was, you know, the most wonderful thing in the world in there.
Now, how is Tiffany nice to work with?
She was great. She's a real pro. Just completely, you know, gives you what you need. Just knows the drill, knows, you know, like, she's not, you know, on the TV schedule, doesn't mess around. Really, really, you know, the perfect kind of person you'd want to work with.
Greg, how long have you been married, Greg?
I got married in September, 6 months, a little over 6 months now. Yeah, we met, Jen and I have been friends for years, and we, you know, that had changed when we started dating a couple of years ago.
Is she an L.A. girl?
She is, third generation L.A. So,
really?
And Greek also, so that was nice. And my in-laws still live far from me. So I had my own big fat Greek wedding in September, and it was terrific. It's been a nice 6 months. And we got engaged in Prague, actually, during Dune. So she came out to visit.
I got to ask you a question. I mean, everybody around, you know, that listens to the show, they all have preconceived notions about Hollywood directors.
Mm-hmm.
Do young, nubile females approach Hollywood people? to see if they can secure a part?
Not so much, at least nowadays. So, you know, it's, I'm sure that's out there. You know, there's people are, you know, there's a lot of people hungry to get in the business. So, you know, I'm not surprised the lengths anybody will do, but, you know, people that are broken that way are kind of sad. And in the end, people's work should stand for itself and speak for itself.
I agree with you. The stuff that you do, ever do nude scenes?
I have approached, it's funny because I hit like a run where I've had to do nudity or sex scenes, which, you know, are always tricky, and I try to handle them with as much sensitivity as possible so they're, you know, the actors are comfortable and, you know, that everybody can just do what they have to do and it can be over with. But it's, you know, there's 20 people in a room, you're simulating something, it can be awkward for everybody, but, you know, you just try to be professional and this is what's in the script and how do we approach it and make it work so and get it across. It's actually just because I've done, you know, a lot of some of the television now, I think with Sopranos doing so well, a lot of the, you know, television now on cable, you know, can do whatever it wants to do. So
right.
It's pretty commonplace in that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Shield,
actually. I'm a porn director, by the way, from the amount of stuff that has happened. Like, there was a year run where, like, it felt like every show I was doing had something in it, and it was, you know, it wasn't gratuitous, it just is what it was called for.
Yeah, well, no, it's not porn. I mean, it's a whole different thing. But, I mean, mainstream theater, we've had so many actresses on the show who've done nude scenes and tell me that it's the most unsexy thing they've ever done.
It's about the most unsexy thing for everybody.
It's embarrassing for everybody. What else is, besides the Children of Doom, which everybody will tune in on Sunday night to watch and Monday and Tuesday, what else is coming up for Greg Yutanis?
Right now, you know, right after Dune, I was circling a few projects. It's been, you know, I think everybody's waiting to see what happens Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday that everybody watches. And, you know, I think the success, the potential success of that could, you know, get me back into doing another movie, which I'd really like to do. I've had a great time in television episodic. It's been incredibly good to me. And I always like doing it the same practice, but definitely would love to go do a bigger film. So that would be the next thing on the horizon.
Well, we're going to wish you a lot of luck, and hopefully we can keep in touch. And when you become a huge success and you win your Academy Award and the Red Sox win the World Series, we can all go, yeah, all right.
It's our year.
It's good to talk to you.
It was great talking to you.
Take care, Greg.
Bye-bye.